The key to understanding this passage is the number of fish. 153 fish. Why 153 fish? The mention of the exact number of fish is included in John, but not in the other Gospels. Why 153? Well, the early church scholar, Jerome, suggested that in Jesus' day, it was thought that there were 153 different kinds of fish. And these 153 fish all went into the net. The net could not be broken meant that the gospel was intended to capture all people, all species, everyone, every different kind of human being was meant to be caught in the good news of the gospel. Everybody. Maybe Jerome was on shaky exegetical ground, but he was right in saying that the fish in the net stand as symbols of the mission of God that's intended to capture all people. The netted fish stand as symbolic of the church's mission, the ordinary acts of ordinary people who are simply being faithful, throwing out a net into this world, hoping that hungry people of all kinds looking for the good news of the gospel will find it in Jesus Christ. And these 153 represented the church's mission to do some extraordinary things, miraculous kinds of things, if you will, simply by being obedient and being faithful, following the commands of God, this impulse of God. The 153 fish echo Jesus' last great commission to go into all the world. Go into your neighborhoods, go into your workplaces, go to your friends, bring people to the table of God. Everybody. The 153 fish echo the vision that Jesus is trying to communicate to Peter when he says to him, "Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep." The 153 fish stand is symbolic of the totality, this inclusiveness, perfect, universal kingdom of God that invites everybody in. The 153 fish are God's way of saying everybody counts, everybody matters, everybody is intended for God's good net. Fred Craddock tells a story about an experience that he had in a Minnesota bar one night. He preached revivals in various places. He taught preaching in Atlanta. And he tells the story about being in this dive. He said it was the only place open. It was late at night or perhaps early in the morning. And he went into this place. I went to Texas Tavern. I think it was kind of like that kind of a place. Open all night, you know. Except last night, we had a good time. We didn't go quite so late as some of you have gone. It was just late in the evening, but we had a wonderful time. This kind of dive was more like I'm imagining a bar setting. In any case, the only kind of food they had was this soup. And so Fred Craddock said he sat down and he ordered the soup because that was it. As he was eating his soup, an old woman in a thin coat slipped in and she slinked up to the bar, took a seat, And there was a gruffy lady behind the counter and said, "What do you want?" And the lady said, "Can I look at one of your menus?" And the gruffy lady said, "We got soup." And the woman said, "I think I'll just have a glass of water." And the gruffy lady answered, "Get out of here. We don't want people like you in here anyway." The lady bowed her head and she got up to leave. And then Craddock said he noticed something crazy. He said everybody all of a sudden got really quiet in the whole place, and spontaneously, everybody else started getting up to leave. And Fred Craddock said, "I realized there's a movement afoot." And he decided to join it. And so he rose up and started for the coat rack himself, leaving his soup sitting on the table. Well, the lady responded and said, "All right, she can stay." And she brought the old woman a steaming bowl of soup. And Craddock said, as silently as they rose to get up to leave, they all started returning back to their seats. If she's got to go, we all got to go. Ordinary actions, Fred Craddock said. But something happened. Fred Craddock said that when he turned back to his soup, it had been transformed into the body and blood of Christ. It wasn't soup at all. Through the mystery of ordinary actions, he knew he'd been transported into communion, into the presence of the living God, where all are welcome. All are welcome. So the Bible gives us this incredible picture of ordinary men sitting around a campfire feeding their faces, and everybody knows that the host of the meal is Jesus, but nobody says it. And in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the fish, these ordinary actions, they know that they've been transported into the presence of God, the resurrected Savior. Something special happens, doesn't it, every time we gather around this juice and this bread. And we get a new picture because everybody gets to come. All are invited. Nobody gets left out. Because the meal isn't just for a few. It's for all of us. And the church, it's not meant to be just for a few. It's meant to be for all of us. And nobody gets left out. I think there can be a movement afoot here. Kind of a movement in our midst. But in order for that to happen, well, we've got to join it. The movement is going to require this commitment to throw our nets out. Throw our nets out. Throw our nets out. Fish all night long if we have to. For some of you guys, that's a normal kind of thing. Right? Ordinary people just fishing all night, throwing out your nets. even if we have to endure the frustration of what often happens, I hear, you come up empty. Sometimes there's nothing in the net. But you keep on fishing, don't you? Because it will happen if we believe that through a series of ordinary actions, like throwing out your net, eventually, you're going to catch some fish. And you never give up because you believe. You believe. And you keep on working so that the gospel goes out to everybody. And you keep inviting everybody in. Because, you know, we learned a couple weeks ago, our God does some extraordinary things. Unbelievable. And our God still does. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.